This is First Meeting in Paradise, an X-Men First Class fanfic, written by Helens78 and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated NC-17, contains the pairing Eric Lenscher Charles Xavier, and bears the following tags: Meet Cute, Alternate Universe Modern Setting, Alternate Universe Still Have Powers, Canon Disabled Character, Wheelchair Sex, and Telepathic Sex. Author's Notes. Written for my cotton candy bingo card, the Meet Cute Square. There is no Okoa Grand Resort on Kauai, but this story was written while on vacation in Hawaii. There are also, to my knowledge, no Aloha shirts with DNA strands dressed in grass skirts and leis. But if I ever find one, you better believe I will buy it so fast people will laugh at me. It's always the last one in the top rack. Someone behind Eric sighed. I'm sorry, I hate to trouble you, but the blue and yellow shirt there, could you pull down a size medium? Eric was looking through a selection of red and purple shirts just to the right of the blue and yellow ones. Switching racks and drawing down a medium for the other man wasn't any trouble at all. Here you... He paused in handing it over. He'd been expecting a man a bit shorter than him, but this man wasn't short exactly. He was in a wheelchair. Eric dropped the shirt down far enough to hand it over, rather than blocking his entire view of the other man's face with it, and the apology he'd meant to offer gurgled into an undignified nothing in his throat. He'd seen plenty of attractive men here on the island of Kauai, but this one was... The phrase head and shoulders above the rest was obviously inaccurate on a literal level, but he was by far the most appealing man Eric had seen since the start of his vacation. Even in resort wear, a loose Hawaiian print shirt with, oh good grief, little chunks of DNA helix dressed in grass skirts and leis. Eric could see the outline of his shoulders. His very nice shoulders. His upper arms were covered, which Eric thought might be a tragedy, considering the state of his forearms. Tight and muscular and freckled, but pale. All of him was pale, although he had a touch of sunburn on his nose, and the burn was apparently a few days old, as it was peeling. He had a pair of prominent freckles on the bridge of his nose, as well as the sunburn. He wondered if they'd actually gotten darker with the sun exposure. The man in the chair started to smile, and then that smile grew wider and wider until Eric was reasonably sure any attempt at conversation would leave him sounding as though he hadn't spoken English in decades. That smile was unfair, to the point where Eric wondered if that was his mutation. Superhumanly gorgeous smile. He'd heard of worse. It isn't, though. The man told Eric. He tapped his temple with his first two fingers. Telepathy. Ah. Well, it wasn't as though Eric was being subtle anyway. Anyone with the least bit of familiarity with body language would have picked up on what Eric was thinking. It started with, gorgeous, and ended with, your place or mine? Mine, Charles said firmly. He flashed Eric another one of those smiles. But I would like to try that shirt on first, if you wouldn't mind. Oh, of course. Eric handed over the shirt, finally. I don't know if you overheard my name during all that, but it's Eric. Eric Lenscher. Charles Xavier. Charles reached out a hand, and Eric took it, shaking it firmly. Charles had a nice grip. Hard, but not too hard. His palm was blunt and square, his thumb joint sharp, his fingers strong but short. I'm very pleased to meet you, Eric. Do you mind if I ask what your mutation is? Magnetism. Eric wasn't about to demonstrate on Charles' chair. That seemed rude. The door to the fitting room on the end, though, the wider one with the wheelchair-accessible sign on it, that he could work with. He turned the handle and swung the door open, holding it there with his ability. It seemed to meet with Charles' approval. Marvelous, he laughed. And thank you, by the way. He rolled over to the fitting room, and once he was halfway in, grinned over at Eric and said, I can handle it from here. Handle it? Eric jiggled the handle on the fitting room door. Was that a pun? God, no, perish the thought. Eric let the door go, and Charles reached out for it to keep it from swinging into his back. He pushed himself that last bit of the way into the fitting room and closed the door behind him. The shirt was a bust, it turned out. Those colors aren't flattering on anyone, Charles protested, while Eric couldn't help but wonder what Charles looked like under the shirt he was wearing now. But Charles led the way out of the tiny mall and out to the paved path behind it, the one that led to resort after resort in either direction. Unsurprisingly, but fortuitously, Charles was in the same resort Eric had been staying in, the Ochoa Grand. It had an excellent reputation for being mutant-friendly, and Eric had found that reputation well-deserved. The 4 days he had spent here so far had been as relaxing as any vacation Eric could have hoped for. And it looked as though things were only going to get better. Charles turned and smiled over his shoulder at Eric as they arrived at the elevator bank. I'd like to think they're going to get better for you, although I'm glad you're already having a wonderful time here. There really ought to be more places where we're made to feel welcome. The elevator opened, and Eric followed Charles into it, stepping carefully out of the way so Charles could turn around and press the button from the 7th floor. I'm on the 6th, Eric said. How long have you been here? I'm amazed we haven't run into each other before. I arrived last night and spent most of today sleeping off the jet lag. I live in New York normally. What about you? I move around a lot, Eric admitted. Recently, Boston. Boston? I went to school in Boston. Well, I went to school in loads of places, but Boston was one of my favorites. Charles leveled that gorgeous smile at Eric again, just as the elevator doors opened. Come on, this way. There was no way Eric was going to let Charles get away from him. Not easily, anyway. Do you mind if I ask why I have to ask you things like where do you live when I'm obviously reading your mind? Charles stopped at a door at the end of the hallway, one with a peephole at an accessible level, and dug into his pocket for the keycard. People have several different tracks of thought. The thoughts up near the surface, the ones you're about to say but haven't yet said, or the ones you're thinking very, very loudly. Those I tend to pick up on so easily I might as well be hearing you say them out loud. Anything you're trying to hold back, I'd have to dig a little harder for. And memories, those are needles in a number of haystacks. I can read those, but it takes an effort. He got the door unlocked, and Eric pressed the handle down and pushed the door open, all with his ability. Speaking of which, that isn't taking an effort for you, is it? A heavy door like this one? Not in the slightest. You're going to be fun. Charles laughed as he moved into the room, leaving Eric to close the door behind them and lock it. He didn't even bother looking at the door. He didn't need to. Locking it and engaging the extra safety bar barely took a moment's concentration. And what he really wanted to concentrate on was Charles. What sort of fun did you have in mind? Eric asked. He watched as Charles spun around, engaged the lock on his chair, and grinned up at him, reaching out and... Oh, Eric hoped this was going to mean what he thought it did. There were no armrests on Charles' chair, though, so if he lost his balance... You can put your hands on my shoulders, or my legs, that is fine, Charles said, and he grabbed Eric by the shirt and dragged him down. Eric put his hands on Charles' shoulders. He'd been invited. He wasn't going to waste the opportunity to feel all that strong muscle under his hands. And opened his mouth for Charles' kiss, for what he hoped would be the first kiss of many, the first of hours and hours of kisses. Charles didn't hesitate. He took that kiss over, sliding his tongue confidently against Eric's, his hand coming up to the back of Eric's neck. Oh, you're perfect. That's exactly right. Open up for me, darling. Yes. It was a bit strange having someone else's thoughts in his mind, but ultimately not very different from hearing Charles speak out loud. And if telepathy meant he didn't have to stop kissing Charles for even a second, he was all for it. Just show me what you want, Eric thought, trying to push those thoughts at Charles. Oh, you're projecting. That's... Charles tightened his grip on the back of Eric's neck. In response, Eric dug his fingers into Charles' shoulders, holding on hard. You'd be amazed how far just that will get me. Say something else. You're fucking gorgeous. I never want you to stop kissing me. Charles' mouth curved into a smile, right there under Eric's. How would you feel about climbing onto my lap? You're a bit tall, but I think we can make it work. Eric responded by straddling Charles, his legs hanging over the edge of Charles' wheelchair to either side of him. The lack of armrests suddenly seemed like a brilliant idea after all. He rocked down against Charles' lap as he sought out another kiss. There was really only one more thing in his mind, but he gave it to Charles as loudly as he could. More! Of course, more. Of course, darling, yes. Eric could almost feel Charles purring as he licked across Eric's lips, again and again. It was fantastic already, but Eric wanted to give as good as he was getting, and he slipped his hands down from Charles' shoulders to his chest, rubbing firmly over the hard muscles there. Charles eased back, breaking the kiss. Eric, he breathed. Eric got his eyes open and looked at Charles. And the sight of Charles now nearly undid him. Charles' mouth was a brilliant, vivid red, wet and shiny from all those kisses, just beginning to become the slightest bit swollen. His eyes were dark, the pupils huge in the dim light here, and Eric watched his eyelashes flutter a bit as he... Oh, he must have been overhearing all of Eric's observations. Eric smirked down at him and slid his arms around Charles' neck.
Like what you're hearing, do you?
You don't mind, Charles thought. The words were a bit jangled, but Eric could still make them out.
You don't mind the telepathy. You think I'm beautiful.
Both his hands came up to cup Eric's face and draw him down into another kiss. And this one was half desperate, need leaking into Eric from Charles' mind.
Can I? Will you let me?
He broke off to gasp for air, and just as quickly claimed another kiss.
I can make love to you this way, if you'll let me. Can I please?
Before Eric could ask him to explain, he felt it. Full-bodied pleasure, or maybe disembodied pleasure? Something coming from the mind. It was nothing as simple or straightforward as a hand on his cock. Or, in all honesty, a mouth. Charles' mouth. That was what he'd been hoping for. It was being lit up from the inside, taking the pleasure Charles was feeding him mind to mind. Oh.
Mouth, yes. Mouth, hands, of course. But later, later...
Charles moaned against Eric's lips, his hands moving all over Eric's body, his chest, his back.
Can I, please?
Eric couldn't possibly bring himself to protest, not with how good that had felt. A new experience, a chance to play with someone's mutation, and Charles promising later for the rest of it. Eric curved his hand against the side of Charles' neck and kissed him again, this time nodding gently as he did, sending Charles his consent mind to mind. That part was growing easier by the moment.
I should probably get you out of your clothes, but...
Charles' voice sounded a little impish in Eric's mind.
I don't want to wait that long. I'm just downstairs. I have other clothes,
Eric assured him.
Do what you want. I'm here. I'm ready.
Charles broke away, laughing.
I'm sure you think so, he said.
He reached up to tangle his hand into Eric's hair, drawing him into another insistent kiss. And then the pleasure swirled up around both of them. Charles' excitement and arousal layered over Eric's mind the way his words had been. Charles was sharing everything with him. His anticipation and pleasure, the incredible sense of attraction between them, a hint of surprise at how well this was going. And above all the other emotions Eric was getting, he could feel Charles' happiness, pure and joyful at having Eric here with him, on him, kissing him, willing to make love this way, with shared emotions, with their pleasure centers entwined.
That's it. Breathe in, love. Deep breath for me.
Charles pulled back just far enough to let Eric take that breath. And as soon as he had, Charles had him. Took him over. Plunged him so deeply into pleasure that it was like being drawn under water, drowning in it, never wanting to surface again. He could feel it radiating through his entire body. He was racked with need. Trembling in Charles' arms, gasping for air and clutching at Charles' shoulders. It faded, slightly, so that Eric could focus on Charles again. And he surged forward, his mouth on Charles, his body pressed so hard against Charles that he could almost imagine the two of them merging and becoming one. He wanted more.
You do? Oh, God, Eric!
Charles kissed him back, excitement clear throughout his body. He took handfuls of Eric's hair and tipped Eric's head back, drawing his mouth to Eric's neck and sucking there, teeth scraping against Eric's skin.
I want you. I want you so much. Again,
Eric thought.
Again, do it again. Come on, Charles, again.
Charles took in a breath and nodded against the side of Eric's neck. And then it started all over, pleasure cresting through him, Eric's whole being, his whole self, wanting to be closer to Charles, needing that connection. Charles dragged him through it again and again, each time drawing him so far into that beautiful sensation of pure pleasure that Eric wasn't sure he'd ever find his way out again. But he didn't have to find his way out. Charles was there with him, every moment of the journey.
That's it,
Charles thought, while Eric shuddered in his arms.
I can feel it, how you're close. I am too. Let go for me. Let go, darling. I'm here, I have you.
He wanted. God, it was like throwing himself off a cliff, falling down a well, like trusting in something he couldn't see or touch. He was so close. Needed to feel himself break apart and come for Charles. But if he couldn't put himself back together again? If Charles let him slip away while he was lost to this?
Never,
Charles promised him. Eric could feel him again. His arm around Eric's back, his mouth on Eric's neck. His teeth pressed in just there, just enough to hint at the promise of a mark.
I'm here, Eric. I'm with you. Let go.
Eric's thoughts were a tangle now, a mixture of I want to, and I need you, and yes, do it, mark me. but there was a thrill of fear running through him, too. A breathless sensation of being held there, suspended just above a fall, wanting so badly for Charles to catch him. Charles held him a little more tightly, his teeth pressed in just a little more, and Eric squeezed his eyes shut and jumped. It was so much more than he'd expected, beyond any sensation of ecstasy he'd known. He'd reached high points with other lovers, but he'd never had this. Someone so close to him and so deep inside his mind that he could take Eric, turn him inside out with pleasure, pull him up to another peak and another, leaving him just enough room to breathe as he went. He was rising, falling, floating, sinking, losing everything about himself to this, but he was safe, cared for. He could feel Charles there in his mind, sending admiration and affection and tenderness the whole way through. When he came back to his body, he felt Charles stroking his hair, Charles' face pressed to his shoulder. He was slumped against Charles, arm around his back, shivering over and over as Charles touched him. He could feel a damp stickiness at his groin, and that was going to get uncomfortable. But he wasn't sure he could move. He wasn't sure he'd ever move again.
Eric?
Charles' voice was tentative now, gentle.
I'm here. It's all right. I have you.
Should I... Eric's voice felt rough. He was amazed he could speak aloud at all. Should I move? I ought to have gotten you to bed before we started. Charles muttered, but he dropped his hand to the back of Eric's neck and held on. You don't need to move yet. You can stay here as long as you like.
I like the idea of bed,
Eric mumbled. He wasn't at all sure he'd been coherent, but then again, Charles didn't actually have to hear him, did he?
I can hear you perfectly.
Charles smiled against Eric's shoulder. Eric could feel it, and he felt a whisper of emotion to go along with it. Affection, pleasure, relief.
I couldn't have dreamed this would go this well.
Eric drew back so he could look at Charles, see his expression, as well as feeling the emotions that Charles was letting drift toward him.
I don't have anywhere to be for another 3 days, he said softly.
Charles' smile was so bright, Eric couldn't help meeting it with one of his own. I'm here another 6.
You know airlines these days. Flights get delayed, plans get scuttled.
Eric raised an eyebrow. The radiant pleasure that came across to him was practically effervescent. Charles just kept smiling and smiling at him.
Well, if anything like that should happen to you, you needn't worry about finding another hotel room. Plenty of room here for 2.
Eric thought he could stand now. He eased himself off Charles' lap and stretched, grimacing only a bit at the way his boxer briefs were now sticking to him.
I suppose that means I ought to check out the amenities while I'm here, and see what I might be in for if something should happen to my return flight reservation.
I think you already had a taste of the best amenity. Charles laughed, turning so he could show Eric the rest of his suite. But why don't we start with the bedroom?
Why, Charles,
Eric sent, smiling himself now.
I believe you read my mind.
The end.